He had a bastard too, I hear, I said.
Osbeth, Leofric said, surprising me with his knowledge. Hidden away in Windburnen. Poor little bastard must be 6, 7 years old now. You're not supposed to know he exists.
Nor are you.
It was my sister he whelped him on, Leofric said,
then saw my surprise.
I'm not the only good-looking one in my family, Ursling.
He poured more ale.
Edgyth was a palace servant, and Alfred claimed to love her.
He sneered, then shrugged.
But he looks after her now. Gives her money, sends priests to teach to her. His wife knows all about the poor little bastard, but won't let Alfred go near him.
I hate Elswith, I said.
A bitch from hell,
he agreed happily. And I like the Danes, I said.
You do? So why do you kill them?
I like them, I said, ignoring his question, because they're not frightened of life.
They're not Christians, you mean?
They're not Christians, I agreed. Are you? Leofric thought for a few heartbeats.
I suppose so, he said grudgingly. But you're not, are you?
I shook my head, showed him Thor's hammer, and he laughed.
So what will you do, Ursling?
He asked me.
If you go back to the pagans, other than follow your blood feud?
That was a good question, and I thought about it as much as the ale allowed me. I'd serve a man called Ragnar, I said, as I served his father.
So, why did you leave his father?
Because he was killed. Leofric frowned.
So, you can stay there so long as your Danish lord lives, is that right? And without a lord, you're nothing.
I'm nothing, I admitted. But I want to be in Northumbria to take back my father's fortress.
Ragnar will do that for you.
He might do it. His father would have done it, I think.
And if you get back your fortress, he asked, will you be lord of it? Lord of your own land? Or will the Danes rule you?
The Danes will rule.
So, you settle to be a slave, eh? Yes, Lord. No, Lord. Let me hold your prick while you piss all over me, Lord.
And what happens if I stay here? I asked sourly.
You'll lead men, he said.
I laughed at that. Alfred has lords enough to serve him. Leofric shook his head.
He doesn't. He has some good warlords, true, but he needs more. I told him that day on the boat when he let the bastards escape. I told him to send me ashore and give me men. He refused.
He beat the table with a massive fist.
I told him I'm a proper warrior, but still the bastard refused me.
So that, I thought, was what the argument had been about. Why did he refuse you? I asked.
Because I can't read,
Leofric snarled.
And I'm not learning now. I tried once, and it makes no damn sense to me. And I'm not a lord, am I? Not even a thane. I'm just a slave's son who happens to know how to kill the king's enemies. But that's not good enough for Alfred. He says I can assist.
He said that word as if it soured his tongue.
One of his eldermen. But I can't lead men, because I can't read, and I can't learn to read.